This summer, the Veterans Administration in Alaska is making an aggressive push to hold town hall meetings across the state. Alaska's VA healthcare director, Dr. Timothy Ballard, was a guest on Talk of Alaska today, where he offered an update on the organization's progress and remaining challenges connecting veterans to benefits. That includes worry over privatization expressed recently by top VA officials. That's an issue Ballard says looks a little bit different in Alaska.
Privatization for us really doesn't look any different. It's still referring a lot of specialty care to the providers in the state that have it. For those things we can't get in the state, we look for partnering with other opportunities, whether it's in the lower 48 or not. So regardless of what happens in the VA throughout the entire country, I think our system is going to look pretty much the same as it has for the past decade or so because of the fact that we just provide the basics of outpatient services and refer out a lot of the rest.
The VA is the largest healthcare provider in the country and has about 36,000 members enrolled in Alaska, a little less than half of the state's total number of veterans. Since a series of reforms were hastily implemented under the Choice Act in 2014, Alaska has struggled to quickly connect veterans with healthcare providers outside the VA system. For example, staff in Alaska are now charged with handling 1,000 medical referrals a week. Ballard says they're working on a way to cut down the time it takes to process those referrals from a few weeks to a single day. But like many other issues within the VA, Ballard says the biggest barrier is chronic understaffing.
We are trying to hire more staff. As you can imagine, in a federal budget, we have a fixed budget. And so I'm trying to create money somewhere else in our system to buy more staff because we're really budgeted for 550, but mm-hmm. we need 650 to 700. But it is very slow going, and we are trying to make an effort in regards to getting more access.
Ballard says his team has made small gains hiring more medical professionals, including getting a physician at the Matsuk Valley Clinic for the first time in 5 years. The VA system in Alaska is still struggling to find solutions to many of the same problems the state faces with healthcare overall, such as insufficient access to mental health and substance abuse treatment, as well as the cost of care. Officials are holding a listening session tonight in Wasilla and two more in Juneau and Kenai during August, as well as a healthcare and benefits clinic during a motorcycle rally in Anchorage this Saturday.